are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Every Thursday, we get together with the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor, today no exception, and Russ Collins. This is an exciting time of year at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah, the Ann Arbor Film Festival, what USA Today named the number one film festival in the country, is playing right now at the Michigan Theater and will be playing through Sunday. So
yeah, the 57th edition. And that's right. As we learned last week from Leslie Raymond, the executive director, bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, it's true.
And you've seen some big crowds there?
No, they've been nice. Now, you know, this is a genre festival.
Sure.
So if you're going to go to the Ann Arbor Film Festival to see the Academy Award-winning feature-length film or documentary, you may not be able to see it or one that's nominated. But if you go there to see possibly an animated short or a live-action short, and if you just want to see some really, really interesting art, the Ann Arbor Film Festival is the place to go.
It is an Academy Award
qualifying festival. Yeah, and they have had animated films that have played the Ann Arbor Film Festival and nominated out of there that won the best animated film.
I love hearing that stuff.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, the USA Today selected 20 festivals from around the country.
And then let readers pick their favorite.
And then had those 20 voted on by readers, and the Ann Arbor Film Festival went to the top. And
over some really big festivals,
yeah,
and prominent ones.
Like Tribeca, and Sundance wasn't even in the top 10, and the Toronto International Film Festival. Now, the Ann Arbor Film Festival does collect very, very passionate film goers.
Mm-hmm.
Film goers who are really looking for the art quality of cinema as opposed to the storytelling aspect of cinema. Most people go for the storytelling aspect of cinema. And it's not that there aren't stories that are told at the Ann Arbor Film Festival, some really excellent documentaries, and all kinds of really interesting
stuff happens. The requirement to get yourself into the festival.
Right. And so they have a really great set of volunteers. They've been doing this year after year after year. They've been doing it very well. They've been dedicated to their genre, to their art, and have just done a brilliant job. Leslie Raymond is the current director, and she stands on the shoulders of directors that have built this festival.
Sure.
From its origins with George Manupelli, who was an art professor who said, hey, I want my artist friends. And think of it back in the days of Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol was a visual artist, but he also made films. And so it was that kind of an ethos back in the early 60s that motivated. And then in the 60s and 70s, the festival really grew and became an amazing phenomena. And then since that time, in 1980, it moved to the Michigan Theater. And they've really rooted it in the community. There's a lot of volunteers. There's a lot of aesthetic credibility that they built up over years and years.
It has become part of the identity of the city.
It is, and people some people only know Ann Arbor from around the world
because of the Ann Arbor Film Festival.
It's a name that that spreads the name of our fair city.
I can't believe they're not watching football over there.
That's right. So anyway, that's playing through Sunday. So, you know, go check it out. And I would suggest get online, look at what they have. There's some really interesting exhibits going on. There's going to be a Penny Stamps lecture with an artist by the name of Meow Wolf. There's just all kinds of interesting things. It's frankly too complicated to talk about in terms of do this.
Right.
Go check it out.
Yeah, look online and you can get a full festival pass and experience it in all of its different iterations.
Absolutely. Yeah. Highly recommended to do so.
Well, there's, besides the film festival, other movies that will be open and available to us over the coming week.
That's right. And we're opening a film today at the State Theater. There's a preview screening today of Beach Bums, and
which was my career aspiration. I just failed.
Many people have that aspiration, and some still pursue it even in their old age. And it's a film by Harmony Korine, who is in and of himself an experimental film maker. So this film really could, as a feature film, fit with the Ann Arbor Film Festival aesthetic. So Matthew McConaughey plays this fun-loving, pot-smoking, beer-drinking writer who lives life on his own terms in Florida. And the film also stars Snoop Dogg and Zac Efron and Isla Fisher. It's about this writer.
Odd conglomeration.
Yeah, it's about this. Well, that's Harmony Korine.
I like that.
He did a film called Trash Humpers, and he's definitely an acquired taste, but this is probably the closest he's done to a mainstream, a more commercial kind of film. But anyway, it opens tonight and will play through the week at least. And it's the role of a lifetime for Matthew McConaughey, really. Beach Bums is set, is directed by Harmony Korine, and it has a really distinctive style that, you know, maybe an acquired taste, but again, it
sounds like I would truly enjoy it.
Yeah, it's worth checking out. Robert Redford produced, he didn't direct, but he produced this film called The Mustang, and Mateus Schoenaerts plays a prisoner in Nevada who's got all kinds of troubles, all just really, really twisted guy.
I kind of took that from the fact he was in prison.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and he's even struggling in prison. But he gets selected for this outdoor maintenance program and then gets taken in by this group that's training wild horses. And he really finds a connection with the people that are doing that, but also with the horses. And it proves to be really transformational. And the critical consensus is that it finds fresh perspective in a familiar redemption tale brought brilliantly to life by Bruce Dern, who is the head of this.
Kind of a horse whisperer for inmates?
Yeah. Well, a horse whisperer that and the inmates provide a lot of the labor for it.
But that sounds good.
Yeah. And then Transit is a really interesting film. It's actually based on a 1942 novel about people trying to get out of Europe. But it's set in modern day as a totalitarian government is starting to take over France. This refugee is stuck there. And it's very, very reminiscent of Casablanca. But it's also a little elliptical. So you can think of it as it's like Casablanca as if it were written by Franz Kafka.
The Metamorphosis meets Bogart.
Right, exactly. And it's really, really interesting. So there's a guy who's trying to get out of town. He ends up taking the papers of a writer who's died, but this totalitarian government is chasing after all of these folks that are trying to move on.
That sounds fascinating. To me as well. You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And again, the Ann Arbor Film Festival underway through the 31st as the limited engagement. But there's another that is going to be one of my favorites, I'm sure, because I enjoyed Get Out so much.
Yeah. So we're on the brink of the start of April, and we have three different series that are going on in April. Get Out tonight, or Friday night, kicks off our midnight series, which has Get Out this week on Friday at 11:59. And then Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which was the Academy Award-winning animated film this year.
Yes, some call it the best Spider-Man movie ever.
Yeah, it's true. It's pretty amazing. And these are going to be at 10 o'clock on Saturdays. And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is going to be on the 6th. And then there's a trilogy of films, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and The World's End, which is this British comedy pack that did it.
Are playing in. You might want to hang out with Snoop Dogg before you go to any of those.
So, anyway, there's a lot of folks that like those. And then in tribute to Alphonse Cuarón, who won the Academy Award for Best Director and Best Foreign Language Film for Roma, we're doing a Alphonse Cuarón series. And he's a guy that's done really, really interesting stuff and hugely diverse. So the first film is on Tuesday, April the 2nd, this coming Tuesday, The Little Princess, which is just like you would expect it to be, and a lot of people like that. That's going to be at 7 o'clock. And then Y Tu Mama Tambien, which was one of his early films, and it's much different than The Little Princess. And then Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban is a film that he directed, and that's going to be on the 16th. And then Children of Men, one of his most acclaimed films, is going to be on the 23rd. So that's the Alphonse Cuarón series.
African Women Film Festival?
Yeah, and then our next film in that series is going to be on Wednesday, April the 3rd, and that's a film called The Place in Between, and that's put together by the University of Michigan women's studies dynamic and African studies as well. Tokyo Godfather continues our anime series, and that's going to be on Wednesday the 3rd as well. We've got a Wednesday wine series that includes The Trip, A Year in Burgundy, and Somme. Check that out. Those are a lot of fun. Really great films continue at the Michigan Theater, like Apollo 11, Gloria Bell, Us. Go see Us. Please go see Us. And Captain Marvel, which is a lot of fun.
Now, the big one at the multiplex is a live-action version of Dumbo. They've had to pad it out. They've extended the movie. They've added to what we knew as Dumbo, and apparently very interesting.
Yeah, directed by Tim Burton, who's a very interesting director.
So you knew it was going to be odd.
Yeah, and Danny DeVito and Colin Farrell and Michael Keaton also star. And then Hotel Mumbai stars Armie Hammer in the Taj Hotel that was attacked in Mumbai in 2008.
Yeah, pretty serious.
Yep, and Dev Patel also stars in that. So go check it out.
Lots of options for you, but hit the Ann Arbor Film Festival at least for a portion of the next several days. It ends on the 31st. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Aesthetic Heaven at the Ann Arbor Film Festival.